Protocol 2, Economic Wars. 1. Whenever we start a war, we shouldn't do so for the purpose of gaining territory, at least not as a general rule. Instead, we should do it for economic gains. This way everyone will see how powerful we are, and they will be in fear of our many international spies and agents who roam the earth without limitation. National rights will then be wiped out by our international rights, which are the proper sense of right, the right of force. We will then rule the nations in the same way that the nations rule their citizens. 2. The people chosen by us to act as rulers of a nation will not be those trained in the art of leadership. Instead, we'll select them based on their capacity to take orders. They'll be puppets under the control of smart men who will be their advisors, specialists bred and reared from early childhood to rule the affairs of the whole world. As you well know, these specialists of ours have been trained to get the information they need from our political plans, from the lessons of history, and from observations made of current events. The Goyim are not guided by observations of history, but by theories on how the world is supposed to work. They don't bother to check whether those theories are true or not. So don't trouble yourself with them. Let them amuse themselves until the final hour strikes, in their utopian beliefs, in entertainments, or on the memories of all they have enjoyed. Let them organize their beliefs around scientific theories. We are constantly using our media to encourage Goyim to have blind confidence in these theories. The intellectuals of the Goyim will fill their minds with this scientific knowledge without questioning its validity or usefulness. Our agent specialists have carefully determined what type of knowledge the intellectuals receive, and in this way we can steer their minds in the direction we want. Destructive education. 3. Do not suppose for a moment that these statements are empty words. Think carefully of the successes we arranged for Darwinism, Marxism, Nietzscheism. To us Jews, it should be obvious to see how destructive these ideologies have been upon the minds of the Goyim. 4. It is vital that we take into account the thoughts, characters and cultural tendencies of the nations in order that we avoid making mistakes in the takeover of their political and administrative affairs. In order for us to succeed, we must adjust our methods to accommodate for the cultural and regional differences of nations. Similarly, if a culture should change over time, we must change our methods to suit. 5. The media has a great influence on people's thoughts. It was previously in the hands of sovereign governments, but is now under our control. Our media's role is to convince people that our plans are important, and to allow them to express some dissatisfaction which will help create discontent. The media can be a powerful force for freedom of speech. But Goyim don't know how to use this force, so it always falls into our hands. Through the media we have gained the power of influence while remaining invisible. Thanks to the media we now have the gold in our hands. Mind you, we also needed to use an awful lot of violence and underhanded tactics to achieve this. But it was worth it, even though we had to sacrifice many of our own people. In the eyes of God, one Jew is worth a thousand Goyim.